you, After Buzzers. Thank you for joining us here at the Castle After Show. We are going to discuss Season 8, Episode 20, coming up in just a moment.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, we're back. Hey guys, I'm JJ Snyder, your host, here with my co-host Lucretia Lyon. Lucretia, this is a good episode.
Yeah, this episode was actually really funny. It's very much like the last half of the season's been. Fun times. Yeah.
I know. Much ado about murder. We're going to break it down and discuss all things Castle right now. Here we go. Some really fun guest stars in this episode.
Yes, of course, Firefly alum Joel State is, spoiler alert, the killer of all things.
Oh, did you just drop that at the beginning of the discussion?
Yeah, just like your recap you said.
What?
Yeah, I at least said it. Yeah.
Lucretia, what if someone listening or watching hasn't seen the episode yet?
I know, just like the recap. It's an inside joke.
Oh, that is hilarious. Yeah. Okay, but is there anyone from Firefly who has not been on the show? At this point, I think like probably the Grip has been on the show. Catering from Firefly has been on the show.
Sure, yeah.
But it's awesome. We love seeing those folks. And every time there's someone from Firefly, like all the fans pipe up. The Firefly fans, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're called Browncoats.
All right. Is that your name? Is that what you go by? Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, I loved the theatricality of this episode. What a beautiful theater they shot in. Wasn't it cool?
Yeah, that was such a beautiful space, and it made real sense that this was a semi-legit play.
Yes. Yes. And Lucretia, you pointed out to me just before we started taping, you guys, that the main character of Zane Cannon, the actor, who was studying up to play Hamlet, studying up being the operative word, kind of reminded you of a real-life actor. And I hadn't made this connection, but maybe so many of you have already, but say it.
Yeah, the whole episode is just very much a ripped from the headlines with the Sean Penn El Chapo situation. So I thought that was really funny. I was like, oh, that's pretty clever how they worked that in there.
Yes. Once you said it, except in our story, he is called El Oso. Yes. But once you said it, I was like, oh my gosh, yes. That was such a debacle in real life, that whole encounter with Sean Penn and the drug king. But a similar situation because these are fascinating characters in real life, these drug kingpins, and they may want their stories told. So it's kind of made sense.
Yeah, right? I wonder who El Chapo is going to get to write his book since Rick Castle is fictional.
Yes, yes, exactly. I know who he's going to kidnap. Yes. Well, I liked how the episode started off, as so many have been lately, and I think it is part of the successful formula that we've seen in the second half of the season, with like a really romantic scene between Kate and Castle.
Yes, and I just love how like enthusiastic Castle is about everything. All the surprises and crazy stuff, and then Beckett is just not like that.
Did you catch the little innuendo she said? So Castle's really excited. And Kate says, oh, I haven't seen you that excited since, a little earlier this morning or something like that. Yeah. I was like, woo!
Castle's getting dirty.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
It's that 10 p.m. time slot now.
Yeah. That's exactly it. It is spicy. It is totally spicy. And in that opening scene, too, which is nice because it's very romantic, Castle gets something in the mail, opens up this box, and I knew it was like some kind of membership card. I'm like, what is that? But it's a new, like, fancy credit card that only some people get approved for.
YOLO card.
Is it a real thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing is, like, it's, I guess, YOLO, you only live once. And I'm like, this seems so odd, but I'm sure it's based on something real. We're just not cool enough to have one of those cards, I guess.
I hear you. We're not quite in that demographic. But I know of like there's a famous black like Visa or something, right?
The Amex.
The black Amex. Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, the thing to drop onto the bar if you're pimping. So this, that was kind of a takeoff on that. And so he's very excited to receive this card. And then, as has been happening in every episode, Beckett gets a call on the phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, ring. And it's the crime of the day. And so what were your first thoughts when we went to this crime scene and saw the actor dead? By the way, he died like perfectly center stage. I loved that. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes, especially when you're auditioning for Hamlet. Like, what a better way to die and go out if you're an actor.
I know, huh?
But yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, like, how they set it up. And of course, like, you know, it was pretty easy to guess who might be the killer just because of how big the actor was. I'm like, they're not going to just show her in one scene like that.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. And again, we're jumping ahead to the end, Lucretia. Mm-hmm. But I'm just giving you a hard time. No. It's funny you mentioned that to me because I had noticed. I'm like, gosh, this actress comes on from Firefly and they're not giving her a very big part.
Yeah.
But I am like the naive castle watcher. Are any of you guys the naive castle watcher? I never guess who the killer is. But people like Alexis and Lucretia tend to figure it out. I really didn't suspect her. Yeah, I did not.
We watch a ton of TV, too, so I think that might be it. You just get used to certain things. I'm like, crazy eyes, they did it. Yeah. Red hair, they did it, you know. They tend to always pick redheads or crazy eyes or stuff like that.
There were a significant amount of redheads in this episode.
Well, there's always the lovely Martha and Martha. Alexis. Although we didn't see Alexis in this episode.
No, we didn't. Yeah, not even for like a tiny moment, did we?
No. Hmm. Oh, and off topic, but from earlier, Ticon 56 says the American Express Centurion card. It's black and metal, so that's probably why.
Centurion. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, so everyone's doing these. Yeah. Then if, there's multiple black credit cards. It's the hot thing to have. And we have a few people. We have Brazil on the message board. So, oi, Brazil! Mwah, I love you! I do love Brazilians. Oh, my gosh. Brazilians are
my
fun.
My brother does, too.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about different ones.
Well, they're fun, fun people. And, and great castle fans as well. And we've also heard from Italy. So, cheers, Italy. Okay. So, I liked this creepy guy that was filming on the crime scene because I felt like that's such a creepy topical thing to have happen, to have someone videoing a crime scene or any kind of thing going on. Like, my neighbors in my neighborhood had a party and the cops showed up and all the teenagers who got kicked out of the party went outside and were like videotaping the cops as it went on. Like, it happens. Like, people are trying to sneak crime scene footage now. It's a thing.
Yeah, and now, I mean, especially being an actor, he not only has to worry about paparazzi trying to get pictures of his dead body, but now we just have Joe Schmo, because we all have iPhones, who just love to take sick pictures. What is with people nowadays?
I know. I thought it was really sick. Yeah. And at first, too, I thought he was just a bad cop. You know what I mean? And then I thought he probably was paparazzi. But as it turns out, that character was pretty interesting, that videographer, I thought. Because he had kind of a whole other thing going on, is that he was obsessed with the actor himself and had been following him around constantly, videoing everything.
He was a creeper. Yeah.
He was a creeper. his name was Jake. And I love the way when they brought him into the precinct. First of all, I like the way Ryan and Espo kind of manhandled him.
Yes.
You know, they were definitely tough with him. But then when they brought him into the precinct, like, I love how Beckett was like, oh, no, that's my backpack. Like, get out of here. That was great. That was awesome. Okay, so as the episode starts to unroll, we have a few people that become important. Jake, the videographer. We have Zane, the actor, who we find out a little more about. And he was presumably better at going to the gym than he was actually at acting. At acting. So he, it was very important for him, though, to do well at this part, playing Hamlet. Like, it was a deal breaker for his career. And so he loved the ladies, and one of the first things we do is meet the actress who is playing opposite him, playing Ophelia in Hamlet, and as the director, the redheaded, the redheaded director, revealed that they were having an affair, right? The actor and the two actors.
Of course. And I love how Castle put it. He's like, you know, and they were talking about her being a real method actor. And he goes, oh, she's playing Ophelia. She'll be like, you know, just the right amount of crazy right now. It's like, oh, God.
And I love the comment the director made. She's like, no, she's actor crazy, but she's not crazy. I think if you've been around actors, that's even funnier. And here in LA, we know that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Differentiation. Like, that was hilarious.
You have your methody people that are crazy, but you don't expect them to kill people.
Yeah, yeah. That was awesome. I read in one article today that some people were saying, oh, that was such a great scene when Castle, Ryan, and Espo were in with that actress playing Ophelia. Yes. And how she started, like, you know, throwing out real Shakespearean lines to them. And the writer of the article said, couldn't that have gone on for a little longer? Like the word play? Yeah, it was a little short
because it was cute how Castle and Ryan just went with it. But Espo was just like, no, I'm not having it.
Totally. Espo's always like, no, you guys, that's
lame.
That's so lame. Yeah. And you know what was interesting too? And I've mentioned this before about Seamus Dever, but in real life that he's really quite a theater person.
Yes.
And it reminded me of a story that popped up in my head when I was on the set of Castle, and I had a little part playing a newscaster, and I happened to be transported from, like, the makeup trailer to the set in a van, you know, as they do all day, shuttling the actors back and forth, with Seamus. And this was my first time meeting him. And we only just sort of greeted each other and got in the van together, but I noted that he had a big acting book in his hand. Oh. I mean, it was one of these classics. I don't know if it was a Stella Adler, but it was like a classic acting text. And I just kind of noted it. I'm like, wow, you know, you don't see that a lot of times on set. Yeah. I mean, he's like an actor's actor. So then when we had him here at the AfterBuzz TV studio, we talked more about it. And in fact, you know, he has quite a theatrical background. And so I think that they probably integrated that into the storyline because it's really Seamus in real life.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just like, you know, that usually translates into soaps, which he was on General Hospital and Nathan was on One Life to Live. So they always incorporate that as well. So that's so fun to incorporate the Shakespeare from Seamus's background, Nathan's being the soaps, and just, you know, Castle's really good about going to everyone's strong spots. Yeah. Mm. And I love how the theater stuff didn't just reflect in the case, but Ryan's family life as well.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay, so we saw Juliana Dever.
Yes.
Yes.
Seamus looks so good after the baby.
Mm-hmm. She looked cute. Yeah. Yeah, it was great to see her. Of course, I wish she would have gotten to do a little more, but she had some really cute moments. And with their little daughter.
I know. That was so sweet.
The little actress playing their daughter. You know what? We actually have an image that I pulled off of, I believe, Juliana's Twitter feed. And this is super cute. Yay! So Juliana Dever posted this yesterday as just kind of a shout out to the episode. Look at the actress playing their daughter. Hello. Adorable.
So cute.
I have to say, too, I pay special attention to the scenes when she's on camera because you know that she's acting with her husband.
Yep.
Do you do that, too?
Yeah.
And I really, truly think she did a very good job with the small scene she had. Like, she really does. She does do a good job. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I really like her and Seamus together. And several people are asking if maybe one or both of the children were their children or were they actors. I was trying to see if I could look that up for sure because it didn't indicate.
So to my knowledge, they don't have any kids. Yeah. I'm pretty certain. I'm about 95% true that's sure.
Yeah, I've never seen any picture.
Sure, that's true. I'm both of those. I'm both of those. But they would make cute kids, those two. So, you know, get to working on that, guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, the characters have two now.
Yeah. Speaking of getting to working on having kids, I know they're behind. Yeah. They're behind by two. They'll probably get inspired by their TV babies. Speaking of children, though, some people are posting pictures of Kate Beckett with like a pregnancy bump, going like, come on, give us a casket baby before it's over.
I know, but they only have two episodes left.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's been really interesting to look at the reaction in the message boards, you guys, from our discussion last week about Stana leaving the show and the future of the show. And I would say if you go back and look at the message boards, it's truly a mixed reaction.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who have nothing to say except no Stana, hashtag no Stana, no castle.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they are, that's where they stand. And there are other people like, I'm okay. I can kind of understand. I'm a really big Nathan Fillion fan.
That's me.
And I want this show to go on. So, but it's interesting. I think that it's not really like a polarized reaction. It's kind of like a reaction all over the board. So I spoke with someone who has some insider knowledge. I'm just going to drop an opinion, okay? While we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. Have you been thinking about it this week?
Yes.
Okay. So I spoke with someone who is an experienced producer here in Hollywood, and I just ran by them the story about Stana leaving the show and how ABC made the announcement that they weren't inviting Stana back. Mm-hmm. And I said, is it possible that, first of all, we know that ABC and Stana made a decision on how to announce this. Mm-hmm. What message do we want to put out to the public, right?
Yeah.
What's our official, you know, that's how things work.
Yeah.
Like, make what's our official press statement? Mm-hmm. I said, why would ABC, let's say Stana does want to leave because mm-hmm. she wants to do film, which is, I don't know, somehow kind of what I think.
Well, and that's been rumored for years.
It's been rumored. And we know she'll do very well, especially in independent film, which seems to be of interest to her. I said, why would ABC take the blame? Like, what would be in it mm-hmm. for them? Or kind of like take the fall? And this person said, well, because they don't want to damage the reputation of the show. Mm-hmm. They want the show to go on in longevity for 10 years, even if it's on reruns. They don't want people to hold this against Stana for leaving. So ultimately, it's in ABC's best interest if they say, you know, it was our decision. Now, this person isn't working at ABC or on Castle, but this was just their thought. And I thought, well, that's pretty interesting perspective.
Yeah, and ABC has done that before, I think, you know, with stuff like Grey's Anatomy and soaps where sometimes people leaving is controversial. I think they've kind of taken the brunt of that before. So that may be their strategy. When later on you find out from the actor, I wanted to leave.
It's interesting because you can't really pin it on, and especially if it's ABC, it's not like, you know, the president of or the executive producer of, it's sort of a general blame.
Yeah.
To the network. It's very interesting. And we see in the message boards that they say Juliana and Seamus don't have kids. They have dogs. And that is correct. They are huge dog lovers. And in fact, they have rescued a beagle who was from a experimental lab. Yes.
And we're both dog owners ourselves.
So yes, it's a horrific thought. But they are very compassionate dog owners. So if you're a dog owner, check out them on social media because they post a lot of dog photos. Big animal lovers. I love that about them. That's so cool.
Yeah. Isn't it weird people who don't like dogs?
It's really strange to me. I don't understand it. There's something wrong. That's just two girls' opinion here in the AfterBuzz TV studio. Okay. So I thought that, jumping back into the episode, I thought that the guy who played El Chapo was, or El Oso. El Chapo! Oh,
I thought you did planted it on
that in my head.
That's funny. I was like, I was going to call him that on the episode anyway, but.
El Oso?
Yeah.
I thought he was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. And apparently he's really more of a stuntman than an actor, is what it said. And I was like, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, no kidding. He was just like,
he was funny. Like,
yeah.
I love when he pulled the gun on Castle.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And that weird barn he had where everybody was hiding out, and that was hilarious. He just was so strong and believable, and I think he had that amazing quality of being really likable. Do you know what I mean? Even though he was a total murdering drug kingpin.
Well, it's just like the mafia guy from last week. I mean, he's, you know, Maurice Bernard's played a lovable mob character on TV for 20 years. And then, you know, these people, they get to where they are by being charming.
That's so true.
Whether you're a drunk kingpin, a mob kingpin, or, you know, the other castle, Frank Castle, you're just like a dastardly dude.
Mm-hmm. I think you're exactly right about that. It's like you want to like them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I was just looking at our guest star list here, and Johnny Cruz was the guy who played the actor, Zane Cannon. Mm-hmm. And he had kind of that star quality face, yeah. Didn't he? Like, he really looked like he could kind of be a... And Gabriel mm-hmm. Salvador played Alejandro Guzman, mm-hmm. who I guess is the brother of El Oso, yes. Right? I thought that was really interesting because that guy was a straight-up businessman.
Oh, yeah. He played it so differently, like, as far as the brothers.
He really did. Yeah.
He at least pretended to be a little bit more on the up and up, that's why I liked El Chapo better. Because, yeah, he's just like, he straight up owns that he's a gangster.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought it was very clever how YOLO card, the credit card, ended up really kind of being the key that helped them find Castle once he was kidnapped. Like, because mm-hmm. it had a location-based chip in it.
Yes.
That was a smart plot point. That was pretty cool.
I know, but, you know, isn't it ironic the YOLO card had that? Because, yeah, that's how it saved his life.
Yeah. That was a very frightening scene, because... How many times do you think Castle has been kidnapped at this point?
A lot. I mean,
How many times?
He is like Nell on Dudley Do Right. Like, he's always the damsel in distress. But at least this time they cut to it, and he's clearly not in distress. He's having wine and having a good time.
That was a hilarious cut, wasn't it? They were like, oh, we're so concerned for Richard. Yeah. And then cut to like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's just the kind of guy who's going to connect with someone like that. Because... Yeah. Yeah, in a way, they're kind of like kindred spirits. Like, part of me actually wanted him to write his biopic.
Oh, I do. That's why I love how he gave it to him at the end. And I'm just like, yes.
Yes.
Because, it was funny. He kidnaps Castle just because he wants him to write about him. It's not like he wants to hurt him or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's not going to hurt the guy. He just wants to be famous. He just wants the truth to be known. You know what we skipped over, unfortunately, was that... absolutely adorable scene with Martha.
Oh, yeah.
So can we go back?
Sure.
So Martha had such an adorable role, and it was back with the actor, Zane Cannon. Mm-hmm. They think that, the girlfriend of Zane, playing Ophelia, mm-hmm. or the lady friend, said, he's been messing around with another lady, mm-hmm. and I know he goes to this hotel, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
So they bust in this hotel room, and I'm thinking there's a dead body.
Yeah, because there's just a body laying in the bed with the covers over it.
Yeah, that they definitely teased that as like a dead person. Didn't they?
Yes.
And then up come the covers, and it's Martha.
Yeah, I love the look on Ryan and Espo's face, as well as Castle. Of course, Castle is, like, horrified, but they are just like, oh, my God, Castle's mom's a slut. Like, that's
totally.
Like, you can see.
Oh, my gosh. It was totally... it took me about 30 seconds into that scene to figure out that she wasn't actually there because she was having an affair with the guy, because I so believed it, and it was so funny. Really also bizarre, though, and I wonder, like, if they talked about this on the show, that she, like, sprung up out of the covers with a full wardrobe on and full makeup. That was kind of weird.
That does seem like something Martha would do,
though. I know.
Like, Martha is one of those people that probably sleeps in makeup because she wants to look fantastic all the time.
I think you're exactly right. That's what I was thinking. And that's probably how they justified it. They're like, actually, that's very Martha of you.
I love how TCon56 also told us that El Oso is Spanish for the bear. That's interesting.
The bear. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Nice. And Tracy D, while we're on the message board, said, I love that we got a few moments of Martha with Kate and Kate comforting Martha. Mm. Yeah, I think that was right before we jumped to the scene of Castle enjoying his time with El Oso. but yeah, that was nice. We don't get a lot of... it was very compassionate on Beckett's part. Like, it kind of showed that daughter-in-law compassion moment that we don't get to see.
Yeah, and especially, you know, it's always good to see people that, you know, lost a parent when they get married, you know, kind of get that parent again, like Kate losing her mom when she was younger and having Martha now is, like, a special relationship.
That's true. Yeah. I totally agree with you. Yep. Okay, so we've talked about the brother. I thought that this rescue scene when Castle was rescued, I mean, Beckett, like, just pulled out all the stops and went right to the FBI and called in, traced Castle's credit card and went right in with people to rescue him. Like, that all happened very quickly. Did you notice that?
Yep.
And I thought this was one of the most badass, if I may, scenes, like, shootout scenes that we've seen this season. I thought that was amazing.
My favorite part was when Castle runs into the pole.
The pole! I was thinking, too, and there was helicopters shooting in through the roof and the guys rappelling down. It was just, it was a really action-packed sequence. Yeah. I bet you that sequence, I wonder how long it took that. That could have been a full-day shoot.
Yeah, or how much it cost, because I always think those are expensive.
Yeah, and I feel like they're kind of amping up the budget towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
Because we've had a couple really impressive.
Well, now they have plenty of room in it. Had to go there, guys.
That was a Beckett joke.
Yes.
You are really going to make some people mad, that joke.
That was cheesy, too.
That was a really super cool scene, though. I was worried, though, like the reality of it, if you know you have a hostage in somewhere, do you just really shoot out of room that much? Because I was like,
they know,
don't
Castle's
they want to not
there.
Shoot
yeah.
Castle?
Yeah.
But the guys that worked for El Oso that got shot, they both got shot in the gnarliest ways. Like, just like, blood spatter. Whew, that was a good scene.
I know. They were just having fun with it, I guess.
It was good stuff. And where was Alexis when all this was happening? That's what we want to know, Boo69Bs. I think we'll see more of her. I mean, we only have two episodes left. So
the preview in the next episode, because it shows her and Haley working together. So
yeah. So she probably kept on the down low because she's having a better, a bigger part next week. And then we ended with just a really romantic scene again between Beckett and Castle. And also sort of like, I think we're ramping up to kind of deal with some Lockstat stuff, so.
Yeah, I think that that's probably what they'll be wrapping up in the finale. I mean, they kind of have to.
Yes, so I read an article, so speaking of that, and we have some photos to show you coming up about what we might see. Let's look forward to the next two episodes. The next two Monday nights.
Yes.
I read an article that suggested that they will, of course, be wrapping up the Lockstat storyline to the point where we could like be done with it, because whatever happened this next season, presuming there is a next season, it won't involve Kate, so the storyline's gonna wrap up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They definitely have to wrap this up because we don't want it lingering on. I mean, because there is a possibility that there won't be another season, but I think at this point, you know, they've cut the budget so that there will. I mean, no official announcements. But still, I mean, that's Kate's story, and if she's not going to be here, you need to wrap up her story. Like, that's the right thing to do.
It's her whole series long story. Yeah. So I hope it's really heartfelt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope we get some closure. I mean, because I thought once we got rid of Jack Colton as the senator, that her whole mom thing would be wrapped up, and then they brought in Lockstat. So it's like, it was way more convoluted than we thought in the first place. So
right. Yeah. I get the feeling we're going to see Vikram again, the character. I it seems like we're going to see him again.
Yeah, I would think so, because he just kind of ran off in the last one.
I know, ran off, and we thought maybe that was his exit, but I don't know. I feel like, okay, let's show some photos, if we might, from some... Yes, thank you.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So that was Steven in the engineer's booth. Oh, Okay, you can't hear Stephen in the engineer's booth. Well, Stephen's pulling up the pictures for us. Thank you. So these are some photos from some upcoming episodes. So we do see Vikram again. There he is.
Bam! Yeah, I figure we have to wrap up his story, unless he is going to be on next season. But I'm kind of thinking he's more involved with Lockstat.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Oh, okay. That is definitely them working together. And I would say that's a Lockstat photo.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
The way that Rick is looking so shifty there.
Yeah, he's like, definitely listening on the earpiece. Huh. I love this. How often do we see them both with, like, telephoto lenses? So they're, like, in the field. They're hunting it down.
Yeah, she's doing the PI work with him.
They're giving us a little tease, but not too much. Yep, there's another one. Same thing. Well, guys, this is going to be super interesting. I feel like we know that Haley... And Alexis are going to be in the next episodes as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Tokes mentioned to us that she had another significant episode coming up.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking it's next week's, because she was featured heavily in the preview, so that'll be good.
So maybe the ladies are going to help kind of uncover some really helpful leads.
Yeah, and kind of everybody come together. Like, because a lot of times it's very separate with Haley and Castle and Alexis, and then the... precinct, so maybe them all coming together to face Lockstat and figure this out. And Steve Sawin has a pretty good prediction that Vikram is actually the head of Lockstat.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah, and Boo69B asks, do we think Kate is going to die and that's how she leaves the show?
No, absolutely not. I don't.
I don't see how Castle...
Where's she going
to
go, though?
Well, I know. That's what's so weird to me, because, yeah, that's the thing, is I don't see them breaking up. So how else could they get rid of her?
Okay, I'll tell you how. She's going to get a promotion. She's going to have to go off to go do something really wonderful. I mean, that would be the nice way to do this.
Yeah, because right? I think
this
that
is like
was their
breakup.
That was their plan in the last season when she was not sure on re-signing is having her get the promotion and go on somewhere else. But
oh, gosh, guys. Thank you guys all for joining us today. Hey, I want to mention, if anyone out there, there's so many Castle fans who tweet us, so thank you. If anyone out there knows how many times Richard Castle has been kidnapped on this series, I would love to know that number. Some Castle nerd knows that number. Yes. Anything else? Sum up the episode for us. Your thoughts, my dear.
I love how, I mean, it's very much like the play Much Ado About Nothing. All the Shakespearean references were very cute. A lot of people have referenced that here in the chat. But yeah, I mean, other than, you know, Jewel State being the killer was a fun little Firefly twist, but...
It was. We learned some things from this episode. It is to appreciate Beckett while you still have her. Enjoy every moment left of Castle and don't trust redheads. I'm JJ Snyder from the AfterBuzz TV studio at J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram. Lucretia, where can they find you?
They can find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
That's right. We'll see you guys next week for Season 8, Episode 21 of Castle.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.